Neyach, you have to like wipe out your mouth. But filet boy medich, you do not have to wash it out. It's enough just to put some bread and like wipe out your mouth. You don't have to drink anything. Well, beisul lemu medich, and according to beisul, when he says medich means that it's enough just to wash out, drink something, wash out your mouth. And filet boy mekneh, we don't have to wipe out. You don't have to eat any bread in between. So Moshe says, is that true? Is that really the machlokes between beisul and beshamai? If so, elahod yomer abzeir. That's what abzeir says. Ein kinyach te'el abapas. The only way you can wipe out your mouth is by eating a piece of bread in between the cheese and the meat. You have to eat some bread. If so, come on, who does it go like the Beis Shammai? Tell him that the Beis Shammai says all you need is mekaneach and you don't have to wash out your mouth. The Beis says, no, you have to wash out your mouth. But that doesn't say it says it's enough kinuach, just wiping out your mouth, eating bread. The Chula goes according to the Beis Shammai, and it's not Mestavra. About the Beis Shammai, we're not talking like the Beis Shammai. So Chula, that is not the machlokes between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Shammai. So this is God ending like this. El Atayu Beishamai, and Beishamai says, Mekaneyach, you're supposed to wipe out your mouth, chew like eat bread, and V'loi Boi Mediach, you do not have to wash out your mouth. It's enough, just eat some bread, that's enough. After you finish eating the cheese, now if you want to eat fleshix, you'll have to just eat some bread, that will wipe out your mouth, you do not have to drink anything. And on this now, with Beisul, and Beisul says, no, Af Mediach, Beisul says you have to do both. You have to chew, you have to eat some bread according to Abzeri, you have to wipe out your mouth, and you also have to drink something. Said it's on a kasher, Abzeri can even go according to Beisul. And he said that according to Beisul, when you have to wipe out your mouth, how do you wipe out your mouth? That you have to eat bread. And according to this, it comes out, Hevele Mikula Beishamai, or Mikula Beisul. It comes out, this is a kula of Beishamai, it's enough just to wipe out your mouth. And it's a kula of Beisul, Beisul, you have to have both. You have to wipe out your mouth, and you have to wash out your mouth. You have to do two things. Moshe says, "Sav l'snai, you want to learn this guy? Be kula beishamai, the chumah beisul. Want to learn this taka by the kula of beishamai, the chumah of beisulim? So, sorry, the chumah is supposed to be wrong. That's not the pshat. Moshe says, true. Elu rado beishamai, and beishamai says mekaneach and v'hua din l'madiach. Beishamai says you have to do both. You have to wipe out your mouth, eating some bread, and also you have to wash out your mouth." And really, and Beisul also, if you have to do both things, you have to wash out your mouth and also eat something. And I'll tell you that, each one just says one, but there's no machlek, it's both in the mode, you have to have both. And therefore, there's not called Mekulu Veshamek or Beisul, they both hold the same halacha. So therefore, it's good about Rabbi Zeyn that he said, Ein Kenuach, tail of a pot that goes according to everybody. Now the Gemara says, Gufa, what we just said before, Omer Rabbi Zeira, Ein kinuach ha-pe'el b'pas. How do you wipe out your mouth? Only eating some bread, again, in between the cheese and the meat. Now, behind the meat, when do we say what type of bread is good? B'dechiti, only if the bread is made out of wheat. Abu b'disari, if it's made out of barley wheat, loy, then it doesn't help you, it doesn't clean out your mouth. Barley just like crumples up, so it doesn't clean out your mouth. U'dechiti, even by wheat bread, nami. Loyal mom, when was this said? Ella bakri, only if it's cold bread. Abba bakhamid, when the bread is still hot, mishta shatri, again also, it just crumples up. Rashi says when it's soft, it just sticks to your teeth, like sticks to your gums, it doesn't clean it out. So it also would not be a good kinuach haper. And also, the hanemid, when do we say that pas is called a good kinuach haper? For the chichi, only if the bread is still soft. Abba biakushi, when the bread became hard already, then lay. Then the bread does not clean out your mouth again, it just crumples up there, and it does not clean out. But the Gemara says not like that. The Gemara says, the Hilchos, so what's the maskana, what's the halacha? That the chol mili hevi kinuach, any type of eating that you eat in between the cheese and the meat, that's good enough to like wipe out your mouth. Levad, the only exclusion we have is mikimcha, from stam flour, tamri, eating dates, viyak, eating vegetables. These things do not clean out your mouth. But any type of bread it is, anything else, cleans out your mouth. That's good. Now the Gemara says, Boi minei Rav Asim Rav Yechanon, Kam yishoy ben bosel gvina. If you eat meat first, and then you want to eat cheese or milk, how long do you have to wait in between? So Malay, some kids, this is what Rav Asim, yes, Rav Yechanon. Rav Yechanon said, back to Leklun, you don't have to wait at all. Mashmi could eat right away, you could eat the cheese after the meat, for Leklun. For the more any, it's not that way. Romer Rav Chisda, all chal bosev eat meat, also lechol gvini, not let eat cheese afterwards. gvina, if you eat cheese first, mutter lecho boten, you are allowed to eat meat afterwards. So, Kol Tvarmi says clearly, if you eat meat, you're not allowed to eat cheese afterwards. And rather, the Kedushah was like this. Kama Yishua, how long do you have to wait? Ben gvina leboso. If you eat cheese first, then you want to eat meat. How long do you have to wait in between? On this, Amalei said, that's simple, very clear. On this, you don't have to wait in between. That's what he meant to say. If you eat cheese first, then you're allowed to eat meat right away. Then the Chacham is the opposite way. If you eat meat, then... Really, not let you eat cheese afterwards. Give me if you eat cheese first, then not the lechel, but let you eat meat afterwards. Oh, Malay Rav Acher by Yosef Rav Chizdom. Both of you, Ben Hashinayim Mahu. Let's say you ate meat, and you still have some meat stuck in between your teeth. So that's the lacha. When you have to wait, you can't start eating milchiks, but you have to wait between that meat gets out of your teeth, and maybe now, maybe the meat can be between your teeth, it's not cold like meat. Like he says, Michos Shabbos Shalecha Gvina, or Imei Achit Lenin, you can't eat cheese anymore until you take this meat out of your teeth. So this, he said back to him, called upon the person who says, HaBosu Rebbeinu Ben Shimeyim. The meat is still between his teeth. Rashi says, our little boss is called meat. So close your mind, that meat is stuck in between your teeth. You're not allowed to eat milchiks. You have to make sure first to wash out the meat, clean out your teeth. There should be no meat stuck between your teeth before you go to eat the milchiks, even if you waited 6 hours. You have to make sure there's no meat stuck between your teeth. Over my roof, says, I know a meat, the whole in this Indian, this parasha about waiting between Bosser and Gvina. Chalo ban chamro, I'm like sour, I'm like the vinegar of the son of wine. Legabi abla, gave it to my father. Just to say my father was much better than me, and this halacha, I'm only like sour wine, my father's like real good wine. What does that mean to say? Dino abba by my father, ki yavi yacho bisri, and if he would eat meat today, or yavi yacho gvin abla mocha, you'll not eat cheese until tomorrow. And I'm just waiting until the next day. That's how far of hachok he used to make not to come to eat. Milchiks are closest together. Abba Mocha at Hashem, like until Mama 24 hours, tomorrow, the same time as today. But Vilo, I know, but me, myself, the whole Siddhasu, the Leachim, I would not eat the same Siddha, the same meal, but I started to eat Milchiks, or Fleshiks, I would not end up eating Milchiks. But the Siddhasu Achim, but the Achim, the next meal, Achim, the next meal I would eat, already, cheese. Just the same meal I would not, but the next meal I would. And so he says, Lab the Siddhasa Shagid and Lab says, Acha Shachas Yachas Arvis, El Afir Eli Alto. So he says, not that you have to wait like 6 hours in for one of the next meal. Just when Silach HaShulchan, or Derech, Mutter, Lefug Rabban, Lebon and Lek Lefug, is only for the next meal. That's what he learns. A lot of women are welcome to go down and supposed to wait 6 hours in between. Machmazir, some people have the meaning to wait 3 hours in between. Then a family, the Ramah has the meaning to say that 1 hour is enough. Starting to go, what's the this Gemara to say waited for the next Siddur? Does it mean the Zman of the next Siddur, which is 6 hours usually in between? Or does it mean the Mice of the next Siddur, just a time afterwards? Now the Gemara says, oh, my Shmuel says, I know me, Mohammed, in this Indian, this situation, Cholo Bacham, again, I'm almost like Zinika, the son of wine. Legabi Abba, gave to my father. What does that mean to say? Dili Abba, but my father had a style in this, he would look over his property, trade him the Yoma twice a day he would look over his fields to make sure no kink or nothing went wrong with it, to make sure everything was going well. The Yano, but Mishmo said, my son, Yano, Chodazim, I'd only watch it over once a day. Which really is not so good, because the kinkle could come and he'd get ruined. Tomorrow says, Zimno one time, Shmuel, the time Shmuel goes according to his own time. Yoma Shmuel says, Man de Sai Nichta Ko Yone, someone that watches over his field every single day, Mashka Chastiyo, the Mashka will find, as he actually says, Maitzi Sela, he'll be able to take out, he'll be able to find Sela money, will take good care of his fields and therefore keep in good shape. That's called Meshkacha Chastiv, like find money there, means will be Matliach. Abaye, the one says, had a sign next to Koyeme. He used to check out his fields every single day. the Yona year, every day. Now Yona called the one time, Toga Biarisha, he met up his sharecropper and the person working on his fields, the Doru Chisko the Yufa, the person was carrying away. Rashi says, Matzah ate from a bundle of wood, Sharia, that the sharecropper was stealing it. Omelet, he said to him, so now he found him, Sabai saw the sharecropper stealing. Sabai said to him, Hanu Heich, where are you taking this? Omelet, he said back to him, well, hey, man, I'm taking it into your house. And he caught him. Omelet, Abai said, Shnok, I called Mocher Rabbanim, Rabbanim, but before you need to say, and now I understand Rabbanim the right, that you have to watch out, check your fields every single day. We have Asi, had the Sayyid Nichsa Koyomi, Avati used to check out his fields every single day. Omri said, hey, Shemimu, Kolhani, Yafi, Yudhim HaShemuel, where am I going to find my money? Like, where did I see I saved myself? What did I gain by checking it every single day? He used to check it out every single day and never find anything wrong. The rabbi was, Yom Echad, one day it happened, because he saw a Pini with the Bedka. He saw, like, the canal, like, broke. The Aya, in the field, there was overflowing in his fields. So, Shlokli Meglima, he took his coat, and Karche, he wrapped it around the pipe like, and Oysa, the Gavot, stick it inside, as if to stop the water from coming in to ruin his fields. Roma Kole, he gave a scream. Also, in sheep, people came, Sachria, they clogged up the canal, the water should not flow into his fields. Now, he said, Ashtachtimu, Akuli, Afir, the Mashmur, now I found all the good luck of Mashmur, need to say, since he always used to be busy checking out his fields, he protected himself, saved himself from this problem. Furthermore, says, I'm ready to be out, and I'm ready to be out, and Mayim Rishonim Mitzvah. That we have to wash our hands first. Mayim Rishonim, that's a mitzvah mit Rabbanim. To wash hands before you start to eat bread is a mitzvah mit Rabbanim. The Achronim, to wash Mayim Achronim after the that's called a chayza. That's a chayza. Rashi says, Adifim Mitzvah, and we'll soon explain why. Mason had a question. It says, Mayim Rishonim Achronim Chayza. It says, they're both a chayza. And I'm saying Mishus, and the middle one is only called Mishus. That's to wash hands in between portions. That's only Mishus. Rashi says, Shemaitlin Bein Tashla Tashla B'yama. Smer says, Arakash, I tell you, Mitzvah, Legabi Mishus, Chayva Koyalei. Really, Mayim Rishonim is only called the Mitzvah. Just Negev to Mayim Emtsoyim, it's only Mishus, this is called the Chayva. Rashi says, Mishumatoni Emtsoyim Badayu, Koyalei Rishonim Chayva. The Apathy Shonim and the Mitzvah, it's Chashiv more than the Emtsoyim. Goof, what we just said before, Mayim Rishonim, Yachoyim Chayva, Emtsoyim Mishus. Now, Rishonim, the Mayim Rishonim, wash your hands first. Maitland Bain, the Kli, Benagavakati, could wash your hands whether into another Kli, the water could go into a Kli, or the water could go into the floor, but there's no Ruach HaTumah in this water, there's no Sakonah, so the water could go on the floor. Mashenkin and Machoin, and Mayim Machoin, you wash after the Suda, and Maitland Bain, Kli, if you only wash that water, the water has to go into a Kli. They should not let it fall on the floor, because it's Sakonah, there's no famous there, it's a Sakonah, that water should fall on the floor. So Mayim Achroni, you have to be careful not to let the water stand full, but to catch the water, keep it in the clean and throw it away. The Yamila, some say, a Merton Agavikarka, that you're not allowed to wash it Agavikarka. My Benayu, what's different? The Chur, both of them are saying the Mayim Achroni should not be Agavikarka. There's a Benayu Kinsa. If there are Kinsa, as he said, that there are like twigs there, pieces, small pieces of wood. And they send Shafoy Eitzim at Sam and Tachtay and Laman, the Yom Bekli, Hochala Kli. No, you have to be in a Kli, it's not called a Kli. But the one who says, not a Gabikaka, it is not called a Gabikaka. Now, Mayim Yishonim, Maitlin, Bein Bechayim, Bein Mitzrayim. Mayim Yishonim, it's either the hot water or cold water. It doesn't make a difference. The main thing is just to wash your hands. Achroinim, Mayim Achroinim, the only the meal before you bench, and Maitlin, never Betrayim, you can only wash it with cold water. But there's Shechayim, Mephathim, Mephidayim. Because the hot water, Rashi says, Merachim surf into your hands, or Mavliim ben Mezuzayim Atash Adra, make the Shmutz, the dirt of the Tasha, go inside your hands. That's no good. So you should not wash Mayim Achroinim with hot water, but rather with cold water. As much as the Shechan and Mephatim at Yadayim, you are Mavliim at Azuma, does not take off the dirt off your hands. Now Mayim Yishonim, Meitlim Bein Bechan Bein Bechanim, so now it says, Omri Yitzar Bar Yosef, Omri Reb Yana, Lashem, this is only learned by Allah, Shein Hayad, Salat is Ben. If the water is not that hot that you